11:22. Everybody stand for the reading of the word of God. Jesus answered. Here's what Jesus said. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Come on. Have faith in God. Everybody repeat that. Have faith in God. Come on. Have faith in God. Come on. Have faith in God. That has got to be the key. Amen. To your faith. Amen. I want you to ask three people before you're seated today. Just ask them this simple little question. Do you believe? Do you believe? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you believe? Why? Because faith believes what others do not believe. I said faith believes what others don't believe. That's what separates everybody. Amen. Why? Because you got faith in God. Are you hearing your preacher? And faith is more than just walking around saying, I believe God and I've got faith in God. Let me tell you something. Faith will stretch you and cause you to get out of the natural so that you can experience the supernatural. Amen. Faith will cause people to look at you strange. Faith will cause people to say that you went off the deep end. Come on, somebody. Faith will cause people to call you a fanatic. Amen. But you have to understand, faith believes what others do not believe. Faith sees what others don't see. I said, faith sees what others don't see. Faith sees what others don't see. You will never have faith when you see only through the eyes of the natural man. Amen. Every child of God has two sets of eyes. We've got eyes in the natural, but we also have spiritual eyes. Are you hearing me now? Amen. And I'm here to tell you, faith will see things that others do not see. Glory be to God. Faith does what others do not. Faith does things that other people won't do. Come on now. Amen. Peter was the only one in the ship that got out and walked on the water. Look at somebody and say, faith. This morning, I want to get this across to you. I want to do my best to get you to understand where we are at, where you are at right now. It's very important. We're in the middle of the month of January. Amen. If you don't watch it, this month's going to be gone. Amen. And you're still going to be in the same position you were when you stepped into the first day of January. But I want you to build your faith in the month of January. I want you to believe God for the impossible. I want you to understand you've got to get your faith in God, not in man, but in God. Amen. And understand that you've got to see what others don't see. Amen. You got to believe what others do not believe. You're going to have to do some things others won't do. Amen. Amen. I've taught you in the past, there was three ways to receive faith. Amen? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Every man been born with a measure of faith. Amen. That's one way you get faith. Amen. Everybody's got it. Amen. Bible also teaches us faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. The third way you get faith is through impartation. Amen. That's why you're here today. Why? Because the faith that's in this house, amen, the faith that your pastor has, amen, can be imparted into your life. Glory be to God. Amen. That's why Paul told Timothy, he said, I know it was in your grandma, and I know it was in your mama, and I'm persuaded it's in you. Come on. So stir up the faith that's in you. Amen. Stir that gift up. Amen. Look at your neighbors. Say, get your faith up and keep it up. Amen. That's why I want you to understand this morning. Amen. But I want you to listen to me. You cannot have the blessing. You cannot have the provision of God, the blessing of God. You cannot have the miracle from God with a doubting Thomas faith. No. You cannot receive the provision of God with a doubting Thomas type of faith. And when I talk doubting Thomas, watch me. I'm talking to church people. Why? Because Thomas walked with Jesus. Thomas seen the hand of God. Thomas was one of the 12 that God himself, Jesus' hand selected. Walk with me. Talk with me. Work with me. Amen. Around the miracles. But still not see what others seen. Still not would not believe what others believe. Amen. And so many people in the church, they're around church, they're around faith, they're around a preacher, they're around the word, they hear everything's been said. But they don't do what others are doing. They don't see what others are seeing. They don't hear what others are even hearing. Why? Because they have a doubting Thomas type of faith. Glory be to God. Thomas said, I'm not going to believe it's Jesus unless I can put my hand in his hand and feel the nail scars. Thomas said, I want to know that I know. I'm not just going to walk out and say he raised himself from the dead because I don't know that he did. Even though Jesus himself said, I'll get back up in 3 days. And the Bible says Jesus walked in and said, Thomas, put your hand in my hand. Thomas, put your hand in my side. And when Thomas done that, Thomas said, I believe. And Jesus said, Thomas, he said, you believe because you've seen. But blessed are those that believe that has not seen. Because I'm come to tell somebody this morning that if you want the power and the anointing of God, you're going to have to see in a different realm than what somebody else sees. You're going to have to see through the word of God and know that this word is yea and amen, that this word will not lie. You're going to have to believe that God is able. I don't have my faith in a banker, nor a lawyer, nor a preacher. I've got my faith in God. Glory be to God. I want you to know this morning, doesn't matter how long you've been waiting, what you're waiting about, what you're needing God to do, if God has given you a promise, look at your neighbor, say, if God has given you a promise. I said, if God has given you a promise, watch me. If God has given you a promise, every promise from God has a due date. Every promise from God has a due date. So hear the man of God. Don't get weary in well-doing. Don't give in and don't give up and don't get out. Come on now. The Bible says in Galatians 6:9, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory be to God. Every promise from God. Everybody stand at your feet. Y'all going to help me a little bit this morning. I plan on preaching this thing until I make the devil mad. Amen. Come on, somebody. I said amen. I know I'm not the only one that's believing God for a breakthrough. I know I'm not the only one that's expecting God to move on my behalf. But I also know I'm not the only one that's fighting hell. Come on now. But I also know that whom I believe, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. And I believe God is able to make a way for me. But I've got to get my faith up. I said, God is saying this morning, every promise has a due date. I said, every promise has a due date. I want you to go tell five people quickly, every promise has a due date. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Don't get weary. Don't give up. In 2012, I've got a feeling. I said, I got a feeling there's a change coming. I said, I feel a change coming. Hey, I said, I feel a change coming. Do you feel a change coming? Do you feel a change coming? It's my time for my thing from my God. Somebody give God a praise. Every promise from God has a due date. And I feel a change coming. Glory. Look at your neighbor and say, I feel a change coming for you. Amen. No, I said amen. Be seated quickly this morning. Do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe? Because those three words have been in my spirit for the last few days. Seems as though every time I go to pray, one of the first things God asked me personally, do you believe? Oh, hallelujah. Do you believe? Because every one of us has the tendencies. Come on. It's not just one or two. Every single one of us have a tendency that when the pressure gets turned up, our faith level goes down. Amen. And we begin to forget. We don't focus on the promise, but instead we turn and we focus on the problem. And I believe that right now where we're at, you've got to know in your spirit, I do believe. I believe what God is saying. I believe the word of God. 2 Corinthians 1:20 talks about that all the promises of God are yea and amen in him. All of them. Look at your neighbor and say all of them. Come on, that includes your promise. Whatever God has promised you, to God is yea and amen. Amen. And you've got to begin to believe that. You've got to believe Mark 10:27. Oh, I know it sounds good. It's a scripture that makes people shout. But do you believe that with man it may be impossible, but not with God? For with God, all things are possible. Do you believe it? Now, do you believe it? Do you believe it? Because the Bible teaches me, watch me, faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. What are you saying concerning the word of God? Because if you believe the word of God, listen to me, if you believe the word of God, you'll begin to speak the word of God. Listen to me. Write this down, everybody in this church. You ever take notes on this man of God, write this down. Don't ever forget, I'm going to get your faith up. God spoke this to me this week. He said, tell them that when their words align with my word, miracles happen. When you start lining your words up with his words, miracles happen. Because I've come to tell somebody, before your faith will move your mountain, your faith must move your mouth. I said, before your faith will ever move your mountain, your faith must move your mouth. Glory be to God. You can't praise God on Sunday and curse your problem on Monday. Come on now. I said, you cannot get mad and doubt God and get aggravated and complain and murmur. Come on now. You can't have that type of an attitude and expect God to move. Are you hearing me? Because I'm telling you that God spoke a word to this church. And in 2012, he said one thing that is very important in 2012 that you and I need to watch what we do. And that is our words. What are we saying about our situation? Look at your neighbor and say, do you believe? Do you believe what the Bible says? Do you believe? In Mark chapter 9, give me verse 23 on the screen, if you would, please. Mark 9, 23. Look at your neighbor and say, get your faith up. Here's what Jesus said. If thou canst believe. He didn't, watch me. He didn't say, if you could shout loud. Listen to me. He didn't say, if you could give an offering. He didn't say, if you could go to church five times a week. He said, if you can believe. Now watch me. So I can just, some of y'all sit back here just laughing right now. And say, oh, the world pastor said, he said, we ain't got to go to church. I didn't say that. Because if you believe, you'll have a shout. And if you really believe, come on somebody, you'll give an offering. And if you really believe, you'll be in the house of God. Amen. Amen. Your works is the fruit of your faith. That's why he says, without it, you got dead faith. Oh, hallelujah. He said, if you can believe all things, not some things, your miracle, your healing, your deliverance, your financial breakthrough, your child getting saved, your spouse getting saved. If you can believe, all things are possible. Oh, hallelujah. I said, if you can believe, look at your neighbor, say, if. All things, watch this. All things are possible to him that believeth. Well, I just don't know. Watch me. It's not possible to you. Don't mean to be mean. I wonder why people think I'm so mean. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to be honest with you. You know, I'm tired of these preachers telling you. Listen to me. People coming to him, oh, I just don't know. I don't know if God loves me. Oh, God, oh, God knows your little heart. Shut up. My Bible tells me out of your heart, your mouth speaks. Come on, somebody. Stop your whining and crying and complaining and murmuring. Get your faith up. Amen. I can't help you till I can change your conversation. Get your help up. Get your faith up so I can help you and God can help you. Get your faith up and believe God. Amen. Watch how you're talking. If you can believe, if you can, to him that believeth, all things are possible. I'm going to give you enough word this morning. It's going to choke 25,000 devils. Give me Matthew 17. verse 19 through 20. If, look at your neighbor and say, if. You ought to ask your neighbor, say, do you have an if? Because if you believe, come on, things are about to turn for you. Now listen to me. Watch this. Watch me. In Mark chapter 9, when Jesus said, if you believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Okay? He was talking to the centurion. He was talking to a centurion man that had a boy, and he was talking to the boy was not been able, had demons in him, and the disciples could not cast the devils out. And he brought him to Jesus. Amen? And so Jesus was telling the man, if you believe, to him that believeth, all things possible. Same story in Matthew 17. Just a little different version. Because the disciples seen Jesus cast the devils out. So the disciples come to him. They have already prayed for the boy. Nothing happened. Devils didn't move. Watch this. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart. After everybody left, here come the disciples. Hey, Jesus, why could not we cast them out? And Jesus said unto him, because of your unbelief. What do you mean, Pastor? What am I preaching like I'm doing right now? Listen to me. I'm talking about disciples. I'm talking about those walking with Jesus. Their faith wasn't at the level that it needs to be. And Jesus said, you could not do it because of your unbelief. And late last night, I read this scripture, and God spoke to me. He said, tell them the reason that you can't get the devil out of your finances is because really you don't believe. The reason that you're not conquering the adversary, it's not because you don't go to church. It's not because that you don't love God. It's not even though that you think God can do some stuff. But do you believe? Probably the greatest three words that needs to be branded in your spirit in the month of January. Because what you believe in January is going to take you through February. It'll take you through March. Come on, it'll take you through April, May, June, July. Do you believe? Amen. Jesus himself in Matthew 13 and verse 58, Jesus went to Nazareth, his hometown. We know the Bible. The Bible says that everybody that Jesus touched was healed and delivered and set free. Everywhere Jesus went, the multitudes gathered around him, and Jesus performed miracles. Jesus spoke to a dead man in a tomb, and a man came up out of the tomb. Jesus walking by a funeral procession and touched the coffin of a dead boy, and the dead boy raised up alive. Jesus turned the water into wine. Jesus fed 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 little fish. Jesus walks into Nazareth, and the Bible says that Jesus said, I could not do very many miracles because of their unbelief. Jesus himself. Watch me. If Jesus could not move in Nazareth, in the lives of the people in Nazareth, because of their unbelief, what makes you think that Jesus can move in your life when you have unbelief? Oh, this is good preaching. Do you believe? Look at your neighbor and say, do you believe? That's why the Bible says in Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now watch me. He, talking about you and I, he that cometh unto him, talking about Jesus, must believe. Must believe that he is. Must believe that he is. That he is what, Pastor? Whatever you've got need of, that's what he is. If you need healing, you've got to believe he's a healer. Come on now. If you need provision, believe that he's the way maker, that he is Jehovah Jireh, that he is your provider. Must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Do you believe? Do you believe? Give me Numbers 23, verse 19. Do you believe? Look at your neighbor and say, do you believe? I'm just trying to help you. Do you believe? Because I'm telling you that I believe with all of my heart as a man of God. One word that is keeping some people under the sound of my voice from getting a major breakthrough in your life is called unbelief. You don't recognize it. Some of you don't even feel like that. Well, he ain't talking to me because I know what I believe. Do you believe? God is not a man. Let me tell you something. Right there is enough to shout. I could preach right there. God is not a man. You better be thankful he's not a man because man will fail you. Man can lie to you. Man, come on somebody, man can deceive you. Man can take from you, steal from you. Come on. But the Bible says God's not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Watch me. Hath he said it? I asked you this morning, do you have a promise? Did God give you a promise? If God has given you a promise, I've come to tell somebody that God's promises has a due date. And for that due date to show up requires your belief. Shall he not do it? Hath he spoken? And shall he not make it good? Do you believe that scripture? Do you believe that scripture? Do you believe Isaiah 55 and verse 11 that talks about that my word will not return unto me void, but that it will accomplish that which I send it unto? Do you believe that? Do you believe that when you speak God's word will not return unto you void? Glory be to God. Do you believe 1 Corinthians 10:13, where the Bible says there hath no temptation among you that's not common unto man? But with that same temptation, God said, I'll make a way of escape for you. Do you believe that? No, I said, do you believe it? Do you believe that the fourth man can still step in the fire? Do you believe that that God can still shut the mouth of the lion's den for Daniel? Do you believe that God is still able to part a Red Sea for you? Do you believe that? Do you believe that God can make a way of escape? Because if you believe it, you'll talk like it, and you'll act like it, and you'll walk like it. If you believe it, you won't be running and hiding from the adversary. If you believe it, you won't show up at no pity party, but you'll believe God. I believe it, because faith without works is dead. Somebody shout, I believe. I believe. I believe it this morning. Hallelujah. And I need to know, I need some people to talk to me today. I need to know who believes and who don't. Because God began to flood my spirit with word last night. Amen. Glory be to God. In days past, I'd had to get up out of bed about 25 times a night when God does this to me. Go to the kitchen, write stuff down. Last night, God, I laid in bed, and God just began to flood my mind with scripture. He said, ask them, do they believe? Just ask them, do they believe? And I thought, well, I better get up, write this stuff down. If I know, I'm going to forget that bit of it, God. I remember my cell phone was right next to my bed. I just reached over and hit the notes, started typing all these scriptures. Do you believe? Because you don't want you to listen to your preacher. Here's the problem with this church, especially. When you go to a word church, there's a danger in a word church that you hear it so much that you don't give it the same importance. You don't retain the real meaning behind the scripture. You just hear it, and the first time you heard it, it made you shout. Come on. And you hear it again, and next time you hear it, it just kind of goes in one ear and out the other. The Bible talks about how that it falls on a stony ground. Come on, somebody. And I come to tell you that in a word church, you got to make sure your heart stays fertile, that your heart stays worked up and dug up. Why? So that the word, the seed of God, can get planted in your heart. And if we're not careful, we'll take the word of God for granted. Not meaning to, not act like we mean to, but we hear it, but we don't really believe it. Well, I heard what pastor said. I heard this and I heard that. I think I remember that scripture. But do we believe it? Because some of y'all are going to have to turn your believer up. Amen. Do you really believe? Do you believe Psalm chapter 8 and verse number 2 where the Bible teaches that your praise, what comes up out of your mouth, the Bible says that it silenced the avenger. Do you not understand that your words, your faith, can shut the devil up? Do you believe that? I believe it, Pastor. Then why ain't you operating in it? If I believe it, help me now. Where's your words? Paul said, you ask me about my faith? Paul said, I not only will tell you I got faith, I'll show you my works. When you're complaining and murmuring, watch me, you're not silencing the devil, you're entertaining the devil. You're entertaining the adversary. Watch me, don't get mad at me, watch me. When you're murmuring, complaining, and gripe, where's my miracle? I can't understand. I go to church out there, and God ain't moving for me. I don't know why God ain't moving for me. I know pastors say you got due season, but I'm tired of my due season. I'm ready for another season. Pastor has everybody stand up and give their testimonies. I ain't got no testimony. Come on, somebody. Watch me. Your murmuring, complaining, your doubt, your unbelief entertains the adversary. But watch me. But not only does it entertain the adversary, it cuts you off from God. It cuts you off from God. Because God told the children of Israel, they were murmuring and complaining about their situation. And God said, let me tell you something. If you like the manna burger so much, and you like that Egypt so much, and that mentality of Egypt, if you like all that stuff of just barely getting by, when I've got grapes and milk and honey out here for you, I got a land that you have never seen, never experienced to walk in, but I'm requiring you to possess it. Come on, somebody. What we have in America today is that we don't want to fight for nothing. No, we want everything handed to us on a silver platter. And God told the children of Israel that I've got a land for you that you have never experienced, a land that flows with milk and honey, a land that is full of divine supply. But there's one requirement. I've got the land for you, but you must possess it. And they murmured and complained. And here's what God said. He said, tell my people what they have been talking about and what has come up that I have heard in my ears. For every day that they have complained and murmured, 40 days, tell them I'm going to give them a year for every day in the wilderness. Glory. How many days y'all been complaining? Oh, hallelujah. There's not a person in this church that should not this morning repent to God for complaining. Everybody in this house needs to say, God, I know I've messed up from time to time. Amen. Forgive me for my ignorance. Amen. I want to believe. Even the disciples had enough. In Luke chapter 17, the disciples said to Jesus, increase our faith. Glory. Church, hear you, man of God. Do you believe? Psalm 8:2. Do you believe? Romans 8:31. If God be for me, who can be against me? Do you believe that? No, do you believe? If God be for me, who can be against me? Do you believe, Romans 8:37, that I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus? Do you really believe you're more than a conqueror? Do you believe that you're an overcomer in the things of God? Do you believe? Philippians 1:6, where God said, what I have started, I'll finish. Do you believe that? See, I've got a few of you, but I'm just asking somebody, do you believe that what God has started in your life, God's able to bring it all to pass? God's going to finish it. I said in 2012, what God's been working on, God's about to finish in my life. Hey, somebody believe it. Somebody give God some praise right now. I believe it. I believe it. Do you believe Philippians 4:13 that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me? Come on, I can do all things through Christ. Hey, come on, do you believe it? Then when's the last time that you said, get honest with yourself, when's the last time you said, I just can't take no more? I don't know if I can go any further. I don't know if I'm going to make it. Do I believe? Because I'm telling you, the Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down the strongholds. Doubt and fear is a stronghold. And when that doubt of words come at your life, you've got to have enough power in you to pull it down and bring every thought into the obedience of God's word. So when the devil says you can't do it, you've got to say, devil, you're a liar. The Bible says I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. When the devil says you're not going to make it to the end of the month, you've got to say the Philippians 4:19 says that my God shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory. Look at somebody and say, do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe? Matthew 16 and verse 18, where Jesus told Simon Peter, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not shall not prevail against it. And Peter, do you believe? And Peter, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom. And Peter, whatever you bind on earth is going to be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Do you believe? Because if you believe it, why don't you start binding some devils? Why don't you tell the devil of financial lack to be bound? Because whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Why don't you begin to loose victory, loose the anointing, begin to loose, begin to loose some things in your life. Stop thinking. Stop expecting God to do all the work. Because you have a personal responsibility in this thing concerning your miracle for your family, for your life. Amen. I don't mean to be hard. Maybe you haven't been taught this, but let me teach you some Bible. God is not going to do anything else. Nothing without your faith. At the cross, he said, "It is finished." Amen. God is not going to allow you to be lazy and sit back and expect him to move a mountain when he told you to speak to the mountain. God, watch me. He's not going to bring manna from heaven, dollar bills out of the sky, when God done told you. You believe what I'm telling you? Give, and it shall be given. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give back to your bosom. Do you believe Malachi chapter 3, where God said, bring all ye tithe and offerings into the storehouse, that there might be room. Come on, there might be meat in my house. Then he says, do you believe me? I want to go one step further, God says. Prove me now. See if I will not open the window of heaven. Hey, pour you out a blessing. I will rebuke the devourer. Why are you telling God to tell the devil get off your kids when you won't pay your tithe and you won't give your offering? But when you believe and you obey and you give, then you can tell the devil, I'm a child of God. I have delegated authority. In my name, Jesus says, you can cast out devils. In my name, you can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Do you believe? Do you believe? You've got to begin to move on that word. Your faith has got to become more than a shout, more than a dance, more than running around the church. Your faith has got to be upheld, sustained. Your faith must have a foundation. Come on, which is the rock of ages, the rock, Jesus Christ, because storms are going to come. Storms are going to come to both houses, those that believe and those that don't believe. But the Bible says once the storms come, the winds are going to blow and the waves are going to roar. But that house that is built on the rock, built on the foundation, that house shall stand. Do you believe? Tell the devil, get off my property. My house is going to stand. Amen. Do you believe? Oh, I know. That's my favorite scripture. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? It's the one God really put in my spirit. I quote it every now and then. Matter of fact, my wife and I believe we've got a picture that quotes this at our house. But it's got to be more than just a picture. It's got to be more than just a little bookmark with a written on it. It's got to become more than just a cute little saying. But God said to me last night, ask them, do they really believe Jeremiah 29:11? For I know the plans that I have for you, saith the Lord. Plans to prosper you. Do you no harm. Plans to give you an expected end. An end of victory and not defeat. That's God's plan for your life. But that plan will never manifest itself without faith in the word of Almighty God. That plan is going to be fought. That plan is going to be tried. That plan is going to try to be stolen by the devil. But you're going to have to stand up. And when you've done all you know to do, you're going to have to stand on the word of God. You're going to have to say, the B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. I stand upon the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Do you believe it? Well, I've lost about half of you today, but do you believe it? No, I said, do you believe it? Look at your neighbor and say, do you believe? Listen to me. Those that argue, those that complain about the methods of God, do not receive the miracles of God. Do you believe? Write this down. If you ever wrote anything down, write this one down too. Because if change, just a little six-letter word, change, that word that was released into this church on December 31st, 2011. And has been a word that God has brought forth to our attention every service since then. Not a service has been went by since that Saturday night, December 31, 2011. Not a service has went by without your pastor telling you, I feel a change coming. And if change, listen to me, if change is not on your mind, change is not in your future. If change is not on your mind, then change is not in your future. Because the only part of the Bible that is working for you is the part that you believe. The only part of the Bible that is working for you is the part that you believe. Getting quiet in this Presbyterian church. Do you believe Jeremiah 33:3, where the Bible says, call unto me, I'm going to answer you? Well, if you believe that, why ain't you praying? Why ain't you calling instead of griping? Why ain't you calling him instead of calling everybody else? Why ain't you in the book instead of on Facebook? Oh, don't shout me down when I preach good. Everybody look at me. Why ain't you calling? If you believe. if you believe God's got a miracle for you. Right now. Right now. If you believe God's got a miracle for you. Get your faith up. Keep it up. Get honest with yourself. And if you don't believe it, listen to me. Oh, I got a lot of word for you. I could preach all day. I tell you, I could preach. God is, I don't know why he fills me up with so much word and don't give me an opportunity to preach it all the time. But listen to me. I was in prayer the other day, and I said to God, I said, Lord, tell me something that I can tell them that will help them to believe your word. And God said to me very plainly, he said, the world says that people will believe a lie if they hear it long enough. So tell them to quote my word, to hear my word, to meditate on my word. And if you'll do that long enough, you'll begin to believe the word. Glory. I said, glory. Meditate on that word. Quote that word. Write that word down. Repetition enhances your memory. Come on now. I said, repetition enhances your memory. Glory. It doesn't matter what your promise is. Listen to me. If you have a promise without a word attached to it, that promise is never going to manifest. But if I've got a promise from God and I got me a word attached to my promise, come on now. So when the devil says your promise ain't going to happen, come on. I don't murmur and complain about my promise. Why ain't this happening? Why ain't that? I begin to quote that word. Go to bed quoting it. Get up in the morning quoting it. Amen. Let me tell you what to do on Facebook. Every day, post that scripture. Well, I don't want people to think I'm some religious freak. That's your stinking problem. You're so self-conscious, you can't be God-conscious. Amen. Stay in your mess then. Wall around in the hog's pen then. Glory. I said glory. Because I'm telling you, the Bible does not lie. The Bible don't lie. Don't come to me. Not this preacher. You might go to somebody else, but don't come to me. Don't come to me and tell me this Bible don't work, because I'll call you a liar. Because God says he don't lie. Amen. Somebody's lying, but it ain't God. Ooh, isn't that good? I feel a change coming. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13. Put that on the screen. 13 through 15. Everybody stand with me. I feel a change coming on. I said, I feel a change coming on. For when God, watch this, when God made promise to Abraham, Abraham had a promise. Come on now, said he had a promise. Because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. He said, there ain't no name greater than mine, so I'm going to swear by my own name. Saying, hear what he said to him, surely, blessing, I'm going to bless you. Multiplying, I'm going to multiply you. And so, after Abraham had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. After he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. He waited on God. He didn't get in his flesh, get all mad. He waited. And he obtained. Every promise from God has a due date. Glory. But I feel a change coming.